Hello?
Hey, Nick?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, it's John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Okay,
Get back to you a little late here. I was my last call went over, but did you have an opportunity to speak with your partner?
Yeah, and we want to go with that deal you gave us, the $299 a month one.
For the Platinum?
Yeah.
Okay, let me go back. Pull up your account here. I figured it would be a no-brainer. I'm like, if you guys could do anything with that Home Advisor program, this would be like shooting fish in a barrel.
Yeah.
Because that campaign's just crazy. I know how it is. They actually have a report, if you look up FTC versus Home Advisor right now, where the Federal Trade Commission's considering shutting them down because of them selling those same leads to so many people. They actually got caught selling the same lead on both platforms. So one person that was signed up with Home Advisor was getting the same lead as a guy who was signed up with Angie's List. They were like double dipping. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they got busted there. So real life, you get punched in the face. You can't do that. All right. So, I'm going to be your account lead. So I'll basically be here to assist you as we're going through the campaign until you guys feel comfortable. And then we can, take the training wheels off and let you guys do your thing. So I'm going to send you. Oh, I already sent it, actually. My direct number and extension. So save that.
Yeah.
We're going to build a website for you guys. Do you have a logo already or any photos of work that you've done in the past?
Yeah, we got a couple photos of some work we've done.
Okay.
And, I mean, we don't really have a logo. I kind of just, like, got a generic logo that kind of...
I'm going to set you up with my graphic designer. That's why I asked. So it's no extra charge to you, but I want to make sure we get the logo knocked out. It's part of branding. Once we start, doing your Google business page and everything, those things are up there to stay. So we want to make sure that, it looks good, because even if you leave our services, like, 6 months down the line, you still have your Google business page and all the reviews on there for people looking up your name. So we want that stuff to represent you properly. It's going to stick. So I sent you an email address. You could send in any of the photos that you have currently. You could also send in the rough draft of the logo that you have. We could kind of use that as a foundation, and then I'll have the graphic designer sit in on the client interview, and we could kind of collaborate, and we'll bounce some things off you back and forth until we get that looking how you want it to look.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we got to purchase a domain name for you. So let me see if I got Ambient Heating and Air Conditioning LLC.com available. Okay. All right, perfect. All right, so they'll give you some options on the domain name. Okay. All right, and then the client interview process is where they go over all the services that you offer that we're going to have you listed for. You get 15 different keyword terms or phrases that you could be listed for at a time. They're also interchangeable. Yeah. There's a system called Google Analytics that we use to our advantage, especially this time of the year. It lets us see, like, which keywords or services are being searched the most. So that way we don't have to guess on what's going to get your phone ringing. And then, like I said, they'll go over the website, and then, of course, the service area, make sure we're not sending you anywhere you don't want to go. So usually about a 30 to 45-minute conversation, but we ask for an hour window to get it completed. Do you have time today to get that knocked out?
Yeah, but it has to be later in the afternoon.
Okay. The last one that I have for today isn't really – well, I mean, I guess it's afternoon. It's 2 to 3.
That should work. Yeah, I think I can make that work.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, since it's like – I'm going to set it tentatively because the way you're saying it.
Okay.
So I'm going to send you an invitation to your business email. What's your business email address?
It is – nickambientheating@gmail.com.
nickambientheating@gmail.com. Okay. Let me go ahead and save this. Oh, wait a minute. This is bouncing back. nick@ambient. Okay, maybe I spelled something wrong here. You just said it's nick@ambientheating@gmail.com?
No, just, nickambientheating@gmail.com.
Okay, there's two at signs in there. It doesn't look right.
I might have misspoke. That's my bad.
It's okay. All right. Yeah. So nickambientheating@gmail.com. Okay, perfect. Got it. Okay, so that invitation was sent over to you now. I'm also going to dash the client interview technician, and then they'll send you a text message 1 hour prior, since it's a tentative appointment. So if anything changes, like I said, just let me know. I could always switch it out for you.
Okay, cool.
All right, and then I'm listing you as the primary owner. I know you said you had a partner. Did you want me to add the partner to the business profile to be able to make changes?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, what's his first and last name?
Austin Flowers.
Austin Flowers. Okay, and phone number?
Give me 1 second.
No worries.
Okay, it's 253.
253.
797.
797.
5883.
5883. Okay. We're not ever going to bug him, but we more just take the phone number down in case he calls in. We know what account he's affiliated with. Okay.
Yep. Cool.
All right. Perfect. Okay. And what's your last name, Nick?
Swart. S-W-A-R-T.
Okay. And Nick, short for Nicholas?
Yeah.
Okay. Traditional spelling, N-I-C-H-O-L-A-X?
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. And then the business name is coming out, spelled out in all capitals. Did you do that on purpose?
I don't think so.
Okay. Because almost all your platforms that you're submitted to online, it's all capitalized. So let me just fix this for you. Yep.
Yeah.
No worries. We'll do a directory submission for you guys, too, like I mentioned earlier. So there's a name, address, and phone number cleanup that'll happen. So basically, when I submit this profile to Google, it'll go across the internet and just update it with this information here as being the most up-to-date and accurate.
Cool.
Okay. Okay, and then they're going to send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. It has a little 5-digit number on the back of it that we're going to need from you. That's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are.
Yeah.
What's the street address that I could send that to?
It's, give me 1 second.
No worries. I did have a 1243 Southwest 137th Street, apartment 466.
I just moved, so that address will be gone soon.
Okay, no worries. That's why we ask these questions.
Yep. Okay. It's 8616.
616.
Delridge Way, Southwest.
Okay, I found it in Seattle.
Yeah, and then it's Unit A.
Okay, let me make sure I put the unit, the second line address. A. Okay, and then because this is coming across as a residence, you can have the address hidden. You have the option. Do you want to have it hidden?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you see your listing, it'll just say Ambient Heating and Air Conditioning LLC, Seattle, Washington, 98106. So the turn-by-turn directions will be deactivated. The little red dot will still kind of be there, but it won't be definitive enough for them to get directions to or coordinate themselves to. So,
okay, yeah.
You don't got to worry about anybody showing up to your doorstep or anything like that.
Yeah, right.
That'd be awkward. Okay, so I got the website here. Okay. Installing mini splits. Okay, we'll put that as primary. Okay. Update. Okay, and then how do you want your hours of operation displayed?
I think we'll just do like 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay, 7 to 7. Is that going to go Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends at all?
We work the weekends. We'll just do every day
Monday.
Now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then here. Okay. Do you accept cash, check, and card from your clients?
Yep.
Okay. Check. And payment apps: Venmo, Zelle, Cash App, PayPal.
I mean, yeah, we can take those.
Okay. Submit. You could change this at any time, too. So if you change your mind later, I know some of them have different service fees. I have my guys call me sometimes, and they're like, they charge me 6%. You know, get rid of that. So
yeah.
I can always take it off the site. Okay. Update. Okay, perfect. All right. So client interview. Make sure this was confirmed. Okay, 2 to 3. Got it. Hours submitted. Let me just triple check everything real quick here. Email's valid. Okay, primary line of contact is just the 253-217-9876?
Yep.
Okay, there's no secondary line of contact for you? I do have Austin.
Not
over
for,
here.
Yeah, he would be the secondary contact. I only got the one phone, so.
Okay, okay, perfect. Okay. All right. Looks like we're all set for the client interview technician this afternoon. Let me go ahead and adjust your billing. So I remember because I offered you, you were the $299. Okay. I gave you guys this discounted rate. So let me just lock this in. You'll keep that rate for as long as you're with us. So it'll automatically renew each month on the 28th day, but it'll stay $299. And then you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. We do recommend that you give it 2 months, but I also waive the setup fee there. So it's paid out 1 month at a time. And, okay, let me just adjust this. Oh, and then Facebook. Do you have a business Facebook page already?
No.
No, okay. So we could develop that for you too. Facebook's not really a big hitter for the HVAC category, but if they can bring in like 3 or 4 new ones throughout the month, you know, or like 1 a week, then why not, you know?
So, yeah, right.
Okay, so let's just update this. It's included in that package anyway, so I'll have Lydia make that for you. All right. And then in terms of securing the first month's payment, how did you want to do that?
We'll do it on a debit card.
Okay, is it going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
It's a business card.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. And by the way, I'll send over the invoice receipt to your email as well every month. So this is considered a business expense. That way you can write it off later. And then is the billing address the 8616 Del Ridge Way?
No, I haven't updated the address yet. So it's the,
it's the old
1243.
One.
Yeah, the old one.
Let me find that.
Okay. Yeah, I just a weekend ago, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
sounds like you've been closer to downtown. It's a little more traffic area where you are, huh?
Yeah.
That's a good thing, though. It's bustling with business, you know? People are where the money's at always, so.
Yeah.
Okay. This is good. So this will start you out with about a 35-mile radius. Now, we can grow that down the line. Okay, and then like I mentioned too, you'll also be eligible after the third month for the Google Guarantee category. As long as everything's going well, you don't get like a bunch of bad reviews or anything like that.
Okay, cool.
Okay, let me go ahead and update. Okay, and then you said this was a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It's an American Express.
Okay. All right, so American Express is a little bit different. There's a 15-digit number on the front instead of 16, and then there's a 4-digit code, I believe, with the expiration date rather than a 3. So if you want to start with the 15 digits and then read it from left to right, and I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay. 3703. 3703. 8193. 8193. 9432. 9432. 0007.
007. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0527.
Okay, 0527. And then that 4-digit code on the front?
4051.
4051. Okay, and then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification as an added form of protection for you because I put you on that discounted pricing structure. So this is just going to outline the agreement, and then this will come over with your invoice receipt in writing. So that way you have it on file.
Okay, cool.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and is also an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Ambient Heating and Air Conditioning, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Nick Swart, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Nick, it is important that you and Austin are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And it says, in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, that's not saying that you have to cancel anything. Okay. We're just more so saying after today, if you're going to add anything, let me know so I can make sure you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating any listings. Okay.
Yeah.
Causes a discrepancy. It's just a big headache. And then it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's June 28th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, this is going to be for the Platinum Package Bundle that's been approved by Senior Representative Jonathan Hill. Okay. I've locked you in at this discounted rate of $299 for that Platinum Package Bundle, meaning that when the term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 28th day in the amount of $299. That rate is indefinite. Okay. So again, it's not going to go up. It's not going to change ever unless, you know, you call in and you upgrade packaging, right? You go to Google Guarantee. Obviously, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But as it stands right now, if you don't change it, it's just going to stay $299 month to month on the 28th day. We do ask you to give it at least 2 months when you're first starting a campaign. However, it is month to month. Like I said, it's paid out 1 month at a time. You may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. You're not binded to a long-term contract. If you are going to discontinue, we do ask that you contact us before the next billing is due, basically meaning before the 28th day, so that way we could stop this billing cycle. There are no cancellation fees or penalties. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. I have to be very thorough with that part.
Yeah.
Okay. So upon your initial payment confirmation, I'm going to process the first month's payment now. You're going to receive a welcome text message and a welcome email loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local Splash client. You'll also find an outline of the agreement in writing. So it'll have all the products and features in that Platinum bundle, the discounted pricing structure, et cetera, et cetera. It'll ask you to authorize that you're the user on that American Express account and to obviously sign off at the bottom. So bear with me for just a moment. I want to make sure that you got that.
Yeah.
And then I'll try to get you back into your work day here before we go bugging you again this afternoon.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me know when you get it. It should say... Nicholas, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, perfect. So there's a section that'll say, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Okay.
All right, and then you'll find a full outline of the agreement in writing. At the bottom, they'll ask you to sign off on that. Alright, I'm taking this off the board, so it's officially yours. I should have done that a little bit earlier. I don't know how that got past me. Oh, that sucks. Tara is the rep that you spoke with earlier is actually talking to another HVAC contractor in the area.
No.
It's okay. I'll have her, I'll let her know right now. She's kind of sent me the sad face, like, I'm already talking to this guy. I'm like, well... Oh, never mind. Okay. Yeah, no, that's better. And take it down. Okay. Done, done. Okay, let me get them out of this area. This is closed out. Good, you're still within that 30-mile radius. Okay. And then let me know if you have any questions on the subscription terms, by the way.
No, I think I'm good.
Oh, it said already you signed it. Okay. So you should be looking at the username and password page. At the end of your client interview this afternoon, I have it scheduled between 2 and 3, they're going to send you the temporary login information. You could swap it out to whatever you like at that time, or you can just keep it like that. There'll also be a 7-minute YouTube video that'll show you how to use it. And then, like I mentioned, I'll be your account lead too. So if the YouTube video, it's pretty self-explanatory. Most of the stuff's in the form of a bar graph. But if you want to sit down and go over it, you could always call in and we could go over it as well.
Okay, cool.
All right. Well, that concludes our initial sign-up process. So thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard to the local Splash team. And I'm looking forward to a long and profitable business relationship with you. I'll let you get back to your day as of right now, and then we'll circle back with you for that client interview between 2 and 3, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right, I'll talk to you soon. You have a great day. You're welcome.
Yeah, you too, man.
All right, bye-bye.